latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that Belgian boss Roberto Martinez says he expects Kevin De Bruyne to be back on the pitch far sooner than initially expected. The Manchester City playmaker injured a ligament in his right knee in training last month, and the original prognosis was that he would be out for at least 3 months. But speaking ahead of the FIFA Best Awards on Monday evening in London, Martinez backed De Bruyne, who of course has worked under the Spaniard as part of the Belgium setup, to make a rapid return. He said it was a freak accident, it happens, football is a contact sport. The issue is how long he will be out, and the reports are very positive. I think we will see him on the pitch a lot earlier than other players would take with that injury. Moving on, and Manchester City are expected to make wholesale changes when they take on Oxford United in the Carabao Cup on Tuesday evening. City begin the defence of the trophy at Oxford, and there are likely to be numerous alterations to the lineup that took to the field at the weekend at Cardiff, with the likes of Alexander Zinchenko and Bahram Diaz all expected to play. Brazilian defender Danilo could make his return from an ankle injury, whilst the likes of Nicolas Otamendi and Riyad Mahrez could feature from the start at the Kassam Stadium. Finally today, Pep Guardiola says he wants to establish Manchester City as the dominant force in English football, and retaining the Premier League is his top target for the campaign. City stormed to their maiden league crown under Guardiola last season, becoming the first team in the top flight to break the 100-point barrier. Guardiola, though, is used to sustained success, having won 3 top flight titles at Barcelona and Bayern Munich, and is eager to repeat that kind of success with City. He said the first priority is the Premier League. That is the nicest one. When I see, for example, 3 teams like Barcelona, Bayern Munich and Juventus, in 10 years they've won 7 league titles, they show me they are the best teams.